Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Avoid that checkup from the neck up or dental x-rays linked to brain tumors? Well, folks, you know what a research wonk I am. I love groundbreaking research that holds the feet of ideas to the fire of scientific scrutiny. And the idea for decades has been that the radiation in a dental x-ray is very small and risk-free. Well, some researchers decided to test that idea by comparing a group of about 1,400 people who developed the most common brain tumor called a meningioma to a similar group of people without any history of these tumors. Bad surprise. People with the tumors were more than twice as likely to have undergone bite wing dental x-rays yearly or more often. And people in the tumor group were more than five times more likely to report having had Panorex x-rays that give a panoramic view of all of a person's teeth at once when they were 10 or younger. Now, is this research definitive, slam dunk, no question about it? Nope. The researchers point out the results may have been subject to recall bias. The results were based on what the study participants remembered about their dental x-ray history, and so may have been skewed by faulty memory. But the best evidence on this is that people with such tumors versus people without tumors remember their x-ray history equally well. And the researchers point out that their results were in line with prior studies, and their study is the largest and the most reliable to date. So what does the American Dental Association say? They advise dentists to examine the risk-benefit ratio associated with the use of dental x-rays and say there is little evidence to support the use of dental x-rays to look for problems in asymptomatic patients or to obtain routine dental x-rays from all patients. Translation? Unless you have some kind of symptom, avoid unnecessary dental x-rays. Routine ones. Even if our dentist or doctor suggests x-rays, we are the ones who have to make the decision. We have to decide, is the risk worth the benefit to us? Use your dentist as your expert consultant, but no, you are the one who has to make the call. It's your head. And we probably want to be extra careful if it's our child's head. On the other hand, keep in mind that research shows some dental problems raise the risk of heart disease significantly. And remember, these studies, when we're considering CT scans or other x-rays with our other docs, the radiation the average person gets these days is about six times more than we did in the 1980s. And CT scans can have hundreds of times more radiation than a chest x-ray, let alone a dental x-ray. If you want to read the study yourself, we've put the reference on our website. I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.